So good morning, afternoon and evening, everybody, and welcome to the Shimpeden teleclass. It's something I wanted to kind of do for a long time because often people ask, what is Shimpeden or what do we get out of it? And today we do like a 45-minute little teleclass. I've unmuted you all, but if you want to say something, you can unmute yourself by star six, but later on I will also unmute everybody so that we can listen to some of your questions, what might be helpful for other people as well. So first of all, what is Shimpeden? Shimpeden for me means really, if you translate it, it means the mystery teachings. Now, if we look already at that word mystery teachings, then we have to ask ourselves, well, what kind of mystery, you know? But it really is the mystery of the universe or the mystery of life. And therefore, in one way, by looking already at the title of Shimpeden, we start to realize that Shimpeden or the mystery of the universe is not just a three-day class or not just a month class. Is really ultimately kind of the rest of our life. And also that Shimpeden, the mystery of the universe, of the mystery of life, is really something what is kind of where we hold each other's hand and we walk that path together, trying to rediscover this mystery. And if we look at the Tsui-san's teachings, we see that he had about 2,000 students. And of these 2,000 students, he had about 80 Okuden students who were practicing Okuden. And then from that, he had about 20 Shimpeden students. And so therefore, we can also see is there was a very small amount of Shimpeden students at that time. And even these 20, we don't really know if these 20 really finished the whole Shimpeden or not. Because for me, ultimately, there is no finishing of Shimpeden. The only way we finish it is when we pass away. Because the mystery of the universe and the mystery of life has so many different layers. Also for me, the way we teach Shimpeden is really about finding the hidden or inner meaning of not just Shimpeden, but also of level one Shoden or level two Okuden. In Japan, there is often two sides to the teachings. Well, the first side is called Ura. I'm not sure how you pronounce it correctly. My Japanese is not very well. I only know sushi and samurai and Zen. But Ura means inner teachings or invisible teachings, or the inner level. And then you have the flip side of that is called omote. And omoto means the outside or the surface teaching or the public face teaching. So for me really is that often even in Reiki 1 and even in Reiki 2, we learn more the kind of surface teachings. And in a lot of schools, even within Shimpeden, we kind of learn the surface teachings. But what we try to specialize in within the International House of Reiki is really finding and working with the inner or invisible, the Ura teachings. Because it's really that to unlock that mystery of the universe, we need to go into the inner space or the invisible realm to find that. And in Shimpeden, therefore, we have created such a way and methods and practices to help you to find the hidden and the inner teachings, not just of Shimpeden, but also of level one and level two. Now, we might think, why don't a lot of other schools teach that? And I think this is for a couple of different reasons. And I'm not saying this is good or bad, but I'm saying that we always can go deeper as a practitioner and as a teacher. Is that the inner meaning is not that easy to access. Traditionally, that was done by a very close teacher-student relationship. So in Japan, Usui would give his students specific exercises to practice. And at that time, you wouldn't really say, oh, this is what it is about. The teacher would just instruct you in the exercise. The student would go home, and the student would give feedback to the teacher, like an individual feedback. And it's through that individual feedback that then the student starts to grow and say, hey, teacher, I am practicing, say, working with the second symbol or the first symbol and mantra in level 2, Chokurei, and I'm experiencing this or that. Then a teacher would say, oh, this is wonderful, or don't get distracted by this, or keep practicing. And that is how you would go deeper and deeper. So one of the things we do at the International House of Reiki with Shimpuden is to help you with that and to support you into finding these hidden layers, what we already discussing within Shimpuden itself. So what it means is that you don't fumble around in the dark. You know, often I think when we learn the system of Reiki, it feels almost like we're fumbling around in the dark. But when we get a clearer idea of what the system is about, then also we have a much more directer path to that mystery. And so therefore Shimpuden, as the mystery teachings, is not really about teaching. Yes, it is about teaching, don't get me wrong, but it's also about finding that inner Reiki or your true self. So traditionally the word Reiki in Japan was called your true self. And the more we connect to this true self, the more energy starts to come free. In level 3, this is always symbolized by symbol and mantra, and if you literally translate it, it means a beautiful, great, bright light. So by laying bare this beautiful, great, bright light, what in reality is the union of you and the universe, we therefore have much more light to heal ourselves, to go deeper in our spiritual practice, but also to go, therefore, deeper within doing a treatment or initiation and guiding your students in that way. So our Shimpuden class is kind of like a 3-day class, but for me, I always said at the beginning of each of these classes, this is just the start. This is not the end. This is actually the start, really, of your practice. And what it means is that the Shimpuden class doesn't end after 3 days. It's really that we continue. Some of the people who are here on this call, I know maybe they have come to reset the class for 7 times, for example. And that is not that they're necessarily slow in learning. But why is that? Because say you do the class today, and we go home, I go home, and you go home, and you start to apply the exercises, and I start to apply the exercises, and we meet again in 6 months' time. Now, because of we've been applying the exercises, in 6 months' time or a year's time, our energy is very different. What means is that when we come together again, there is a much greater possibility to uncover another layer of this mystery of the universe. And that is kind of how we grow, and this is kind of how I see Shimpuden. It's an ongoing teaching in a way, and this is why we also have developed the Key Campus on our website, so that we can really support everybody with that growth, with the questions they have. But let's look a little bit closer at Shimpiren. So sometimes people say, well, that is just where you learn how to teach. But teaching really comes from your own direct experience, isn't it? So let's look at maybe the attunement process, or sometimes called the initiation, or sometimes called Reiju. Now, some of you might know it, some of you not. Some of the rituals are complicated, some of them are very simple. Now, even if we would have a very complicated ritual, if we take someone, it would be maybe about half an hour to teach them how to do it, and then with some practice that we can do it. Now, that means you can do the outer ritual. You know, it means that we do the omote, the surface meaning. We do the ritual. But often I say this in a class, if we do, say, hold a conference in a hotel and a Shimpiren class, I said, I could take someone from the lobby, say the porter, and I take the porter into the Shimpiren class, and I said, look, this is how the ritual works. And I teach you in half an hour, or maybe an hour. Now they can do the ritual, but can they do the attunement or reiju or initiation? This is something we have to ask ourselves. So, yes, he can do the ritual, but there is so much more to the ritual. What is the invisible inner surface meaning? And that is what we kind of really talking about and discover when we practice Shimpiren and when we work with Shimpiren. So, for example, we need to understand what is the invisible or inner meaning of the symbols and the mantras. We need to understand what is the inner or surface or the inner or invisible meaning of hands-on healing. We need to understand what is the inner or invisible meaning of the precepts. We need to understand what is the inner or invisible meaning of the meditation practices. Does it all make sense? I'm going to unmute you all and see if so far you have any questions. Okay, I've unmuted you. Does anybody have a question so far?
No.
No question. Well, that's good. Okay, then I mute you again. Mm-hmm. The voice of this lady is wonderful, isn't it? I thought we need to get Snoop Doggy Dog doing this. Okay, so because the more we start to go into that inner invisible meaning, the deeper we can also go into our personal practice, the deeper we go into hands-on healing, the deeper we go into teaching, the deeper we go into rediscovering that interconnectedness that you are the universe and the universe is you. So it's therefore very important, I think, as practitioners on the path of Reiki that we also gain direct experiences. So within our Shimpiren classes, we do a lot about direct experience. So we talk about the ideas behind it, the inner meanings, and then we do very specific exercises to help you to understand or get a direct experience of this inner meaning. Like, for example, it is said that Sue would talk a lot about heavenly energy and earth energy, and in Japanese it's like heaven and earth and man, but man is not just, you know, man is human really, or actually being sentient beings, we could see it like that. But I could talk for an hour about earth energy and say, well, it's grounding and it's this and it's that, or heavenly energy, but that doesn't really do it, right? We need to have that direct experience. It's like I could talk for an hour about honey and say, well, it's sticky and it's sweet, and then you go like, yeah, but I still don't really know what Franz is talking about. But if I pass a pot of honey around and you stick your finger in it and you eat it, now you go, oh, now I understand. Yes, it's sticky and sweet. Yeah? And this is something what is really important, because we can talk about earth energy, we can talk about heavenly energy, we can talk about oneness, we can talk about initiation, we can talk about hands-on healing, we can talk about the precepts, but the most important thing is really experiencing that within yourself. So within Shinran, one of the methods, what we found very important, is doing very specific Japanese Reiki exercises to help you to gain that direct experience. Therefore, if you start to talk about the system of Reiki to your friends or family, or talk about it to your students, if you have students, you actually talk from this direct experience, not because, A, your teacher has said it or you read it in a book, or but is really gaining their direct experience. And it is so important. So, for example, let's look at the inner meaning of the precepts. Now, let's look at the normal kind of standard precepts most of us know. Within the International House of Reiki, we teach a slightly different precept. What is said comes more from Mikasui's more Buddhist and martial arts teachings. But let's look at the common one. Do not anger, do not worry, be honest, be humble, and show compassion to yourself and others. Now, we can say, well, that is all very easy in a way, do not anger, do not worry, but actually it's really difficult, right? But if we look at the innermost inner meaning of the precepts, then we see something very, 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 very differently. And the innermost element of the precepts is actually that the precepts say, let go of the I, let go of the ego, but more or less, let go of the I. But it's not written in the precepts, but we can see it if we look at the inner meaning. If we look at just that surface meaning, we might not necessarily see that. So how can we see that? Is because if we look at do not anger or do not worry or be humble or be honest or show compassion to yourself and others, we have to ask ourselves, who gets angry? Oh, I get angry. Who gets worried? I get worried. Right? So therefore, if we get rid of the I, there is no I who can get worried. There's no I who gets angry. If we look, for example, at being humble and honest, we have to ask ourselves, who gets in the way of not being humble, or who gets in the way of not being honest? We can then say again, oh, it's I who gets in the way. My ego gets in the way of not being humble or honest. So if we get rid of the I, we also can be humble and honest. What about compassion? Oh, same thing. It's the I who gets in the way, the ego who gets in the way. So we cannot really be compassionate to ourselves or another people. Yeah? Oh, I am not good enough. Oh, I can't do this. Or I'm not going to help you because you look like this person, or you smell rotten, or I don't know what we say and why we not help other people, right? So on the surface, it doesn't say get rid of the I, but on the inner invisible level, the precepts say get rid of the I, then we are the precepts. Now we really embody the precepts. So this is what we really try to do with the teachings of the International House of Reiki and in Shinran, is really making you aware of all the inner layers and the inner teachings of Shodan, what literally means beginner's teachings, of Okuden, what means inner or hidden teachings. So Okuden already emphasizes that. You know, it says already the inner or hidden teachings. And then of Shinpuren, we can go even deeper into these really inner teachings. Now, why is this so important? Because we don't know what happens in life, right? My life can be over tomorrow. It can be over today. I don't know. Maybe a meteor falls on my house today and I'm flat like a little pancake, like a Dutch pancake. So therefore, why waste our time by just fiddling in the surface layer? Wouldn't it be easier if we dive straight away into the deeper inner teachings so that we can really have a much bigger picture of the system of Reiki, and also therefore our journey goes so much more, in a way, faster and smoother because we know the inner layer, if that makes sense. You know, it's like any kind of, if I'm a cook, you know, and I want to make something, and say I make a soup, if I don't know, I grab all the ingredients and chuck them all together at the same time in a pot, right? Because maybe I've seen someone doing that. And then I stir it, and after a while I go like, oh, the soup doesn't really taste that good because the onions are not really ready at the same time than the potatoes. I'm not a really good cook, but you get my message, right? So I need to know the inner meaning that I first need to chop up the onions, that I first need to put the oil in the pot and not all together in one go, and then fry the onions, and then put the potatoes in, and then whatever. So that, of course, makes A, my meal taste better, B, makes it much more direct when I cook. So this is the same with the system of Reiki. If we know the inner meaning of hands-on healing, of the symbols and the mantras, of the precepts, of the meditations, and of the initiation, attunement, reju, then we kind of really are more direct and it becomes more straight. So therefore, I find it a very important element. Another really important element is, as I said before, is that ongoing support. And because it's not just repeating the class, but it's really about when you go deeper within your own personal practice, then you also start to discover another layer of those inner meanings. So for example, say you practice meditating on Chokurei now for half a year, right? And then you progress in your teachings. And 3 years later, you revisit Chokurei again for a while. And now you go, wow, I can suddenly feel another inner layer because your energy has changed, your mind has changed after 3 years of practice. So therefore, when we go back, suddenly it has a whole different feeling. And this is also one of the reasons why we hold Reiki play days and while we do retreats in all over the world. We have two retreats this year, one in Ohio, what is coming up in soon, actually, in April. And we have one at the beautiful Sequoia Retreat just outside of Santa Cruz. And during these retreats, we focus a lot on really going deeper and deeper with a group. And it's a really supportive system. And we just not only always focus necessarily on Reiki exercises, but also on Japanese other spiritual practices, what Isset Usui might have practiced himself, and therefore we can look at those and see how They're very similar to some of the exercises within the system of Reiki. And therefore, we go back to the roots of the system of Reiki. And therefore, we can again go deeper within that. And this is one of the reasons I personally am studying with a couple of people. And I think this is another thing, you know. I think as a Reiki teacher, it's of utmost importance that we still have our own teachers. At the moment, I have three teachers. I have a Japanese ajari who is, ajari means actually a priest who trains other priests. So it's like a high priest. And he's a Shingon priest, but also a Tendai priest and a Shigendo priest. And he also is a Shinto practitioner. So I've been working with him since 2012. And very important for my own personal development, but also very important because he helps me to see even more the inner layers of Miku Sui's teachings. I work with another Shugendo priest because, again, you know, different people give different teachings. And I work with, the other person is not necessarily... he's very much involved into the Japanese martial arts and spiritual practices, and I work with him. And I think it's really, for me personally, to be a good teacher, I need to have teachers to support me so that I can support my students, so that I can go deeper. So I think it's really important if we want to do a Shinpan class with someone, always to ask, who is your teacher? And are you still working with a teacher to make sure that you go deeper? Because if we see that the system of Reiki is a spiritual practice, it means that we have to keep working at it, isn't it? In one way or another, we need to keep delving deeper. And that's why I think also it's very important as existing Reiki teachers or just for your own spiritual journey. And that's why I keep saying, you know, we get a lot of people who come and do our Shinpan classes who are not interested necessarily in teaching, but just going deeper into their own spiritual development. And that, of course, will have an effect on their partner, on their family, on society as a whole. And I think this is something we really need at this moment in our society. And also, you know, a lot of people say that, for example, the attunement or initiation or reju is something you do in a Reiki class. I personally don't really agree with that because traditional, the word for attunement or initiation is reju. And if you translate the word reju, it means a spiritual offering or a spiritual blessing. Now, therefore, we can ask ourselves, who wouldn't benefit from a spiritual blessing? Your grandma, your daughter, your son, your neighbor? Everybody would benefit from a spiritual blessing. They don't necessarily have to do a Reiki class. So therefore, all of these tools, I think this is also one of the inner meanings of Reiji, is that it's a tool that we can use in different circumstances. A while ago, I met a man in a hotel, and I've been teaching all day, and I was drinking a cup of tea in the lobby. They had like a nice little cafe, and so he was sitting next to me, and he said, "Oh, what are you doing here?" And so I explained, and after a while, he said, "So what is Reiki? Tell me more about it." And I've been talking all day, and I go, "You know what? Do you mind if I do a little ritual for you to help you to understand what is Reiki?" And he said, "No, go ahead." So right there and then in the lobby, I performed a Reiki on him. And afterwards, he said, "Wow, I feel peaceful. I feel so relaxed. I feel, yeah." I said, "Well, this is what Reiki is about." So now we have the direct experience. He doesn't necessarily have to follow a class. He might now do afterwards because he had a direct experience of what Reiki was about. So for me also, this is one of the other inner elements what we need to understand. Okay, I'm going to unmute you all and see if you have any questions. So give me one sec. Who has any questions about Shimpton and other elements about that?
Franz? This is Chris. I have a comment on it just real quick. I was one of those people that when I took the class from you for the first time in 2010, I didn't want to, I wasn't necessarily wanting to be a teacher. I wanted to, you know, go delve deeper into it. And what I found out was and learned was, and I've resat it several times, and I recommend that to anybody, everybody, because it's so worthwhile, is it, as a spiritual practice, it keeps unfolding, and you keep learning more, and when you come back and resit, you get different things. It's always very enriching, but there's always something new coming, and what it's dawned on me is partially because you share, you get different insights and share that with us, but we're also different at different stages than we were the time before or the year before that we came. And so it's always evolving and always unfolding, and it's just, and I wasn't able to go last year, but I found that even as I just kept practicing and doing, that things just kept unfolding on their own with this. So it's just, it really is, when people say, oh, teacher training, it is, but it's so, so much more, and I just wanted to throw that out there.
Yeah, thanks, Chris. Yeah, it is, and, you know, this is why it's so hard, in a way, to write down what is Shimpudan, or even I found it very difficult to talk about what is Shimpudan, because it's not just a set of exercises, it's not just a set of words, what I'm going to spout out of my mouth. It actually is really that direct experience, but how can we talk about a direct experience is really sometimes very difficult, you know. So therefore, and I also see that ultimately we all are students of life and we all are teachers of life. We teach every day and we learn every day. It never stops in a way. And I think it's the same with the system of Reiki, even that if we wouldn't want to be teachers, we might have a friend who's worrying a lot, and you go like, hey, you know, I've got these great precepts. It's, you know, like, oh, do not worry. Oh, why don't you think about that? So in one way, we're teaching, right?
Mm-hmm.
We might just say, oh, but I just shared. So ultimately, teaching is I always see it as a sharing. It's not really you're teaching. You're sharing your experience with your family, with the world around you. And therefore, we're always teaching, we're always learning.
Well, that's really great. This is Hiromi. You know, I was hitting a wall. I'm a novice. I'm hitting a wall with all the dogma and the secrecy that surrounds Reiki that I've been taught not to even recite the symbols or burn the paper if you write it down on paper immediately, because that's not to be known. And I always felt there's something deeper than this. And I was just bumping my head against the wall. And to hear you say this and, you know, to have comments from other people that it's the spiritual development, and that's exactly what I was looking for. And it is so encouraging for me. And I thank you all for giving me this opportunity to be part of this teleclass. Thank you.
Yeah, you know, and what ultimately, if we think about it, Reiki, true self, is love, right? So why secrecy? You know, we can say, okay, it's sacred. Love is sacred, but love is not secret. And therefore, you know, when we have to do all this secrecy stuff, we cannot talk about this to a friend, or we cannot show this to a friend because we either have done something or the teacher tells us not to do it. Then it becomes really difficult to be loving and compassionate. For me, it actually is obstructing the precept. Show compassion to yourself and others. It's an act of love. And therefore, if a person who's not very well and they cannot come and do your Reiki class, then of course I should be able to teach them just in Kokyoho. But if my teacher has said, no, you can't teach it outside of a Reiki class, then we limit ourselves. Then we limit our love. We limit our compassion. And, you know, this is a very important element, I think, in another, I think, for me, in Shimpudan, is really breaking down those barriers, true talking, but also through the direct experience, so that we realize how often we obstruct ourselves by being loving, compassionate when we practice the system of Reiki. So it is a really important element. I think another thing is, for example, is how we teach the Reiju or attunement initiation is very different than many other people teach, because I can teach you the steps, but that doesn't really show you the inner or the invisible layer. Mm-hmm. But if I show you how to do the initiation in a different way, and it's very difficult to word that, so I can't really explain it. Maybe some of the students who've been in the class who are here in this teleclass maybe can describe it. But when you see it from, and I'm showing you the invisible layer, then you will also understand not just the movement of the Reiju, but also the inner and hidden meaning, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So that's what we try to do a lot. Anybody else a question?
Well, this is Lisa Harrigan, and I have something that's interesting that's happened to me. A friend of mine was doing some level 3, Shippenden, and I am as well, and she was doing a healing thing at a science fiction convention, and so I went to her because it's always good to practice with other people, and we started talking, and just watching everything open up for both of us was just magical.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think this is why, the coming together, for example, at Reiki retreats is really good, because If you have 10 or 15 candles come together, it makes a really bright light, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so the more people we come together in these retreats or at Shippuden teachings, that light is almost magnified, and therefore there is a possibility to go deeper. And therefore, I think it's the sharing in what is so important. So one of the things all of you have now that you have access to the general general forum on the Key Campus, but also those kind of things, but also, I think that interaction with the teacher is very important. I always try as much as possible to get back to the students within 24 hours by email if they have questions, elaborate on it, and I think it's another very important thing as what I want to offer. When I first did the system of Reiki and I became a Reiki teacher, I sent my teacher some emails and questions, and then he wrote back and he said, "Don't email me anymore. You've done the class. That's it." And I go, "What the hell?" one of my personal things was that I always said, well, I keep doing it differently than that teacher. I want to support people. I want them to go deeper, because what is the ultimate aim of the system of Reiki? It's finding your true self. And the world would be a better place if you can support me and I support you in finding that true self. We hold our hands together. We all teach, we all share, we all learn, and finally, maybe one day, we all discover this true self. The world will be a very different place. And that, for me, is really what Mikasui's teachings was about. You know, it doesn't say in the precepts, heal your knee or heal your headache. It says, get rid of the anger and the worry. You know, be humble and honest. Show compassion. It's a spiritual practice. And that, of course, will have an effect on your physical well-being, but the first point of call in Mikasui's teachings is on a spiritual level. Who else had any questions or wanted to share something?
This is Joyce.
Hi, Joyce.
Hello. I just wanted to say that when I first took your class back in 07, you had totally changed it. By the end of those 3 days, I had totally changed what Reiki, my perception of Reiki, from something I did to something I now aspire to become. And so I no longer was doing a Reiki treatment. Now I was merging with my client, merging with my students, and becoming one with them. And that was very different than what I had done before I had your training.
Yeah, and that also, therefore, will, and I, you know, sometimes it's hard to use different words. It's all semantics, but it will actually create a much more deeper and powerful Reiki treatment with much more possibilities.
Right. It's much more intimate with the person that you're with in that place of love.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And therefore, sometimes it can also be confrontational. and therefore, we need to have that support and the practice and just the sustainability of that continuation of the Shimpiden class. Yeah. Great. Anybody else have a question or want to share something?
Franz, this is Alice.
Hey, Alice.
Hi, Franz. You know, I'm listening, and the thing that's hard to convey, and I think you hit on it a little bit when you said that maybe some of your students could talk about that inner experience of the ritual in class.
Yeah.
The thing that's hard to convey in words is the energetic sharing.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the first time that I met you, I didn't even know I was looking for a teacher, really. I went to a talk you were doing, and I remember kind of looking across the room, and I saw you for the first time, and I thought, oh, he's going to be my teacher. And I hadn't heard you say anything yet, but that first moment, it was really just me experiencing you in your practice, your energy. And I was right. I mean, I had to go through sort of the intellectual stuff to get from point A to point B, but really that first moment of just experiencing it energetically was exactly right. And in class, it's like that as well. At least for me, it feels like it's not just during a ritual or during a demonstration, but as soon as we walk into the room, it's that energetic space that you're holding that makes all the difference.
Yeah, you know, for me, that is absolutely another element of the inner and invisible teachings, is how, as a teacher or as a practitioner or in our daily life, can we hold that space for ourselves and our community? And that, of course, is very difficult to talk about as for myself, because, A, I don't like to talk about it, but it's very much that it's really the essence of the invisible teaching is ultimately how the student's mind and the teacher mind unify during the class. And there's a beautiful story of the founder of Aikido, Moharei Ueshiba. And he was teaching, and one of his students one day came up to him and he said, "Sensei, why is it that when I'm in class, everything is goes so smoothly, and then when I practice at home, it's much harder?" Moharei Ueshiba said, "Because when we're in the class, we're all one." And that is a really important element of the inner or invisible teachings. What we also try to convey and teach at some of the retreats and the Shimpiden classes, how can we support that and how can we do that? But that is really about being Reiki, ultimately. Yeah, thanks, Alice. So, anybody else a question? Or wanted to share something? Okay. So, yeah, we have always lots of Shimpiten classes coming up. We have one coming up in the first weekend of May in San Francisco, or just in the Sequoia Retreat outside of San Francisco. We have a play day there as well. And we have classes this year in Vermont, in Washington, D.C. We're in Ann Arbor. We have in the U.K. I will be hopefully doing a little class in Paris this year. We have them in Australia, of course. I might be teaching in Singapore this year as well. So there's lots of different classes. We also have the retreats. As I said, we have a retreat in Ohio coming up in April. We have a retreat in at the Sequoia Retreat near Santa Cruz. We have a retreat in Australia, up in Queensland, what is beautiful. And so we do a lot of those kind of things. So if you have any questions, visit our website or give me an email or ask on the forum. I know this was meant to be a 45-minute little class, but maybe what we could do, if you want, let's do a 5-minute little meditation. Mm. So what I'd like you to do is just go into your own quiet space and take a couple of deep breaths into the hara, into the tandem. And I will talk you through this little meditation. I have I've muted you all again, so it's a little bit quieter. So I'd like you to just go into the quiet space. Take a couple of deep breaths into the hara, so the energy enters your nose. You bring it all the way down to the hara. And just hold it there. Keep your mind at that space. And then when you need to breathe in again through your nose and bring your energy down to the hara. And we do this for a couple of breaths. You to set your intent that you want to heal yourself and that you receive whatever you need for that healing to take place. Just place your hand on a part of your body where you feel some tension or stress or discomfort. And take a deep breath. And slowly bring your awareness back to the room. All right. Let me just stop the recording. Give me one sec.
Mm-hmm.